Now to that signal by the nation's chief spy, David Irvin, that he may recommend raising Australia's official threat level. One security analyst says increasing the threat level is a very significant step, and that if the government were to do that, the Prime Minister should make a detailed explanation to the public about why. The government says it is considering whether threat alert of high is needed, but is again indicating that the whole alert system might need to be changed. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
A few days out from finishing up, as ASIO's Director General David Irvin used the ABC 7:30 program to press home his concerns about the threat of terrorism in Australia.
I'm actually a lot more concerned. I would say I have an elevated level of concern.
Australia's threat level has been at medium since 2003. Mr. Irvin says ASIO is now actively considering a change.
I would say that at the moment it is at a very elevated level of medium, and I'm certainly contemplating very seriously the notion of lifting it higher.
That would, in effect, mean that the chance of a terrorist attack in Australia had moved from possible to likely. The Deputy Prime Minister, Warren Truss, says the government is considering whether the current level is appropriate and whether the whole system still matches the current security environment.
We have a fairly small range. To move from medium to high is a big step. And one of the things we obviously need to look at is whether there ought to be interim steps available so we can make incremental changes to our terror threat assessments as the situation worsens.
David Irvin has been publicly making the case for stronger counter-terrorism powers in recent weeks and months. The director of the Global Terrorism Research Centre at Monash University, Greg Barton, says his latest comments are part of a deliberate strategy.
So there's no question that whatever David Irvin signals as Director General of ASIO reflects where the government would be on this issue.
The Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, agrees.
This is not accidental. David Irvin is a very considered person. He would not be doing this personally or professionally unless he felt there was a compelling need to make these sorts of statements in public.
Peter Jennings says increasing the threat level would be a very significant step, but he doesn't think it's in response to a specific plot.
I think what Mr. Irvin is looking at has been the heating up of the strategic situation in the Middle East, the enormous successes which the Islamic State terror group has enjoyed in the last few months, and the rather surprising way that this has played back into Australia through social media in terms of recruiting Australians who have gone and fought in Syria in particular.
In a practical sense, what will it mean for people as they go about their ordinary lives?
I think people might see some heightened examples of police presence at transport hubs, perhaps public events like sporting matches and entertainment activities. I think we probably see higher levels of security at Australian airports and ports. You might see sort of even closer attention being paid to people as they go through checkpoints into secure buildings.
The Howard government, of course, coined the phrase alert but not alarmed. Does the Abbott government need to consider some kind of public explanation, public information strategy to explain to people why this might be happening?
I think it's important that the government does do this. And in particular, I think what we need is to see a careful and detailed explanation from the Prime Minister setting out how the government is reading the broader security situation and what that means for Australia. Tony Abbott says he's a traditionalist on these things, and so that leads me to think that a statement to the Parliament would be the right way for the Prime Minister to go. And at times like this, I think it's also important that they will be, you know, briefing the opposition to make sure that all sides of politics understand the current situation.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says they haven't received an official briefing from the government on the possibility of raising the threat level.
The conflict in northern Iraq and Syria, where you see young Australians, for misguided reasons, going to join that conflict, and then the potential for them coming back here and causing harm, I accept that is a real issue. So Labor will continue to work with the government.
The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, who sits on the National Security Committee of Cabinet, says the government is already taking steps to better monitor people at Australia's borders.
So this is all about tightening up. It's all about extending our reach. It's all about giving us as much heads up and time, notice and information to ensure we interrogate the likely threats that may be presenting, and we have the time to address that in a responsible way.
He says the government will also expand the network of liaison officers who work with airlines overseas to track passengers coming in and out of Australia.
Naomi Woodley in Canberra.